took a lot of my money out of the actual stock market, the legacy market, and I moved it into this new crypto market.
Mic check. Is this thing on? Okay, it is. Well, welcome back to another episode of The Analysis. I'm your host, Annalisa Gale, a journalist here in Washington, D.C. Today on the show, I'm so thrilled to have Marilyn for Crypto, which is a cryptocurrency podcast, which started at the height of the pandemic. Their mission is to teach everyday people how to invest in cryptocurrency and to grow capital without breaking the bank. Today, we're joined by two of the members, including LJ Curry and Sean Prince. Before we get started, I just wanted to put this disclaimer out there. This podcast is intended to be for informational and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute financial, accounting, or legal advice. Let's get started. All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for being here. I'm so excited to have this conversation, mainly because it has to do with crypto, which is a huge talker right now. So let's get right into it. First of all, just give me a short introduction for the viewers if they're just trying to get to know you, something quirky that they may not know.
All right. Well, my name is LJ, aka Mr. Make It Happen. Something you might not know about me, I'm a military brat, traveled around the world, so I'm able to adapt to my surroundings very well. So I mix with a lot of people, a lot of different nationalities, so I'm able to just, like a chameleon, like slink in, slink out, and move accordingly, and still be, you know what I mean, still be fine wherever I go. So it seems like that was a blessing for me.
What a nickname, I love it. How about you, Sean?
Awesome. And you know, I'm Sean. How's everybody doing? You know, my on-air name is Sean Prince. So just wanted to, you know, give you guys a quick introduction. You know, definitely thanks for having us on the show, Marilyn for Cryptos. You know, definitely grateful to be in the building. And just something about myself. Well, since we're keeping it crypto, I'm gonna keep it crypto. And yeah, I just recently took on a project, and me and my colleagues, we actually have dived into the crypto space and are creating our own Fubi token that we're going to be implementing an international marketing push for. So definitely excited about that. You know, just really, really enthusiastic about the crypto space and everything it has to offer and how it can definitely change people's financial situations moving forward, like if they're able to get on board. So yeah, definitely looking forward to this conversation today.
Right.
And one of the things I really like about your group is that you guys are young, you're Black, and
absolutely,
we don't really see that in that space a lot. So tell me a little bit about how you got involved in crypto.
Yeah, so I guess I'll start. I was into stocks and just trying to learn the stock market, really trying to learn how to do option trading and things of that nature. And you know what I mean, as you're going deep into stocks, I mean, definitely you're going to see that crypto, that Bitcoin logo come across your ticker every once in a while. So you're just like, let me see what's this about. So it took me about 3 weeks to finally, you know what I mean, jump into it. And once I really, you know what I mean, like, all right, let me do my research on Bitcoin. Let me understand the market, understand where it came from. And after that, once I saw the difference in gains that you get over your yearly return, it was lights out. I was like, man, this is it. And so I took a lot of my money out of the actual stock market, the legacy market, and I moved it into this new crypto market. And it's opened my eyes. It's definitely made me a lot of money, and I'm all in.
Wow. And awesome. What year was that you discovered it?
I would say the end of 2019. Where I was really, and then where I really invested in hard was more in 2020, in that financial crash we had around like March, pretty much when the COVID came out, when everything shut down, we had a big crash, financial crash. And that's when I saw opportunity, and I just really unloaded the truck, just bagged that truck up and start throwing my money in month by month by month, and been investing strong since.
Awesome. Sounds good. Just to piggyback off of what Mr. Make It Happen was saying. And yeah, so myself, I've been investing in crypto for about a year and a half now. I kind of have a similar path where I was into stocks, and you know, I told myself at the beginning of 2020, you know, I wanted to try and earn passive income. I'm a firm believer that if you can learn to make money while you sleep, you can definitely change your, you know, your financial where you are as far as wealth goes. And so I wanted to earn some passive income. I dabbled in a little bit of stocks, and I actually bought some Ethereum. I had heard about it actually through LJ. So big ups to LJ, Mr. Make It Happen. He kind of opened my eyes to the crypto space and put me on to, you know, what's happening as far as like the financial institutions are going and how this big fourth industrial revolution is taking place. And so I grabbed some Ethereum when it was about $180. And I had maybe about 5 or 10 stocks, you know, the main ones, Apple, Tesla, Google. I had a couple of those, and I let it sit for a couple months. I went back and checked it. Maybe I bought something like May, and I checked it again in about September, and my stocks were pretty much all the same. I didn't really lose much, but my Ethereum had already quadrupled by that point. So that woke me up. I was like, wow, just to see those type of gains in that short period of time. At that point, I was all in. And that's when, you know, LJ brought me on board with the Maryland for Crypto team, and all the rest is history. You know, we've just been researching and studying and trying to get people on board and trying to wake people up to you know, what's happening right now, because the SWIFT system that we have, which is, you know, what the financial system is run on today, is old and outdated. And so kind of like how the internet came in the 90s, you know, this is that next wave of technology that's going to, you know, pretty much, you know, lead us into the future. So we have to be aware of it, especially as Black people, as people in general. We all have to be aware of it, and it could definitely change, you know, our dynamic for the disenfranchised and people that, you know, are having financial issues right now. So definitely a big advocate for, and big ups to Maryland for Crypto.
All right. And so at this point, what have you noticed? Some people are saying that, you know, they're not sure about crypto, the future of crypto. You said you're investing heavily into it, right? And this came after the pandemic. Why are you still willing to take that risk despite some of the critics?
I would say with no risk, there's no reward. So, you know, sometimes you gotta get some skin in the game, and kind of realize, you know, what are you content with where you're at, or are you willing to? So I look at it like this. You know, a lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people, you know, thankfully I did not. I was able to, you know, keep my employment throughout. I work for Discovery Communications. I was able to keep my employment throughout the pandemic. So I was definitely one of the blessed ones. But I look at it like, you know, we, it's the first time in history where, you know, our government actually, you know, gave the people some type of financial relief to help us get through something. And a crazy stat that can go along with that, back in 2020, when we first received that $1,200 Bitcoin stipend, had the common person put that $1,200 stipend into Bitcoin, when we received it right now, well, probably about a month or so ago, that would be worth at least $20,000 easily off of $1,200, just off of the growth of Bitcoin within that time, within the span of a year. So the market is still, you know, all of the world's money will eventually flow through crypto. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So people just need to realize that this technology, you know, there's a lot of hype coins like Dogecoin and things of that nature. That's, you know, everybody's on this hype train with it. But, you know, we here at Maryland for Crypto, we definitely advocate for utility and coins that are solving worldly issues or are, you know, pushing the envelope, pushing, you know, humans as a race to the next level. For instance, right, there's a couple like VeChain, which is going to track supply and demand all over the world. Everything, you know, from BMW to partnerships with McDonald's, they're big overseas. They're going to be the next Amazon. So they're going to be tracking and tracing everything from goods and services from, you know, a full spectrum. And, you know, I'll let LJ go ahead and kind of finish that thought. But it's happening.
And just to kind of piggyback off of that, and because, I mean, what she was also saying too, like what really it's what they're telling us, the public is telling us that what's going on, the government is telling us we're moving this way. All right. If you, like I said, we do our research every day. We're me, Sean, Meech, we're the ones that we watch the C-SPAN, you know what I mean, on the news. We were watching all these government articles, and we watching the Fed Reserve list, and we watching, and they're telling us, like, the government is literally telling us what we're going to do in our face. But if you don't know where to look, if you're not looking, once again, in these government articles, if you're not watching C-SPAN, if you're not watching CNBC, if you're not seeing The Simpsons showing you cryptocurrency, if you're not watching Blacklist that mentions Ripple, if you're not watching these sudden things, like, once again, did you know the Oreo Stadium? They're cashless. All right. Did you know the Super Bowl this past year was cashless?
Yep.
All right. So if you went there, they had little like reverse ATMs where you would put your money in and they'd spit you out a car like Dave and Buster's or something. All right. These are little signs. The Raider Stadium in Las Vegas, cashless, saying that we're not going to use cash no more. So if the signs are telling you we're going cashless, that we're going towards crypto. All right. If the government is saying we're going to use this technology, which is ODL technology, and ODL is made by a crypto company, why wouldn't I look into that crypto company? But once again, to people, other regular people don't know what ODL stands for, on-demand liquidity. So if you don't know what ODL stands for, it kind of just goes over your head. But if you're doing your research, you're like, the government said they were going to use that? That's from Ripple. Oh, snap. Well, they're going to use that for the whole infrastructure. Oh, well, let me go ahead and invest with them. So what we're doing, we're just putting our pennies next to their dollars. Mm-hmm. And if we're doing the right things, when their dollars becomes hundreds of thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars, hopefully ours can become, at least we can hit a million out of that. You know what I mean? That's how we look at it. So
absolutely.
Again, we're just looking at the information that they're giving us in plain sight, and we're trying to use it.
Yep.
I'm just real quick, Sean, before you add another point, I'm just adding the journalistic input that we're getting from different media sources right now. In terms of CNBC, they've been really doubling down on just providing as much information on also both sides. You know, yes, there are a lot of millennials that are investing in crypto heavily right now. But they're also, sounding the alarm about some of the concerns over when it comes to just the energy, electric consumption used in the process, and it apparently leaves an annual carbon footprint equal to the nation of New Zealand. There is a lot of concern about how viable or this is in terms of being as green as possible.
Right. And so that's why you're seeing a lot of crackdown on Bitcoin. All right. So once again, this is good technology, right? Or a good example, Napster. All right. Because I like using this. If you think about Napster, when Napster came out 10 years ago, all right, or back in what, 2000, actually, like 99, 2000. All right. The government let it go for a little bit. Right. And then they reined it in and they're like, oh, we can't give out these free songs and stuff. That's crazy. All right. But then after they reined it in, they regulated it. And then they came out with Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, Pandora, all these platforms where you can now download music, but you can download it for a price, right? Mm-hmm. So think of Bitcoin as that first, right? Bitcoin was the first, right? Now you got to think of cars. When we first came out with the Model T, right? The Model T was the first car. Do we still use that Model T today? No, because we've evolved. And if you probably look back at that Model T, it probably had a lot of smoke coming out of it, a lot of noise, cranky, blah, 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 made a lot of, you know what I mean? But as we move forward and came around evolution, all right, we were able to make the car now more eco-friendly, more carbon friendly. We got you got to go to carbon stations and all these, eco-friendly stations now to get your car looked at and everything else. So
what you're saying is you're hoping to see that eventually crypto will evolve into something that is more efficient for the.
Yeah, but we have evolved. That's what I was getting to. So Bitcoin was the first. Now we have evolved to these new eco-friendly coins, which are coins like Ripple, which is XRP. We have coins like Cardano, ADA. We have coins like XLM, VeChain, a couple others, Zilliqa, Casino Coin. These coins that are all regulated, they're eco-friendly. They don't use mining. You know what I mean? So that's what the problem is, the mining. That's the energy use. Oh. The energy consumption comes from mining. But these coins are pre-mined. They're not even mined at all. They're pre-allocated coins that's set at a price already. So once again, if you don't have to mine it, that's the energy consumption that you're saving. So that's why I'm sorry, they're long-winded, but I just kind of want to break it down to, to the regular person.
No, that makes sense. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, sorry about that. But just to speak to LJ's point, so there's different types of technologies, and Bitcoin being one of the first cryptocurrencies to, or being the first cryptocurrency to come into fruition, the technology that it runs on is a proof of work system, where it takes like nodes, or it takes people, physical power to create more Bitcoin. Now there's with the new generation, kind of like I would attest it to like iPhones or cellular phones, Bitcoin is a flip phone. Now you have second generation altcoins or third generation altcoins, which are now we have the smartphones, we have the iPhones, we have the more efficient, more eco-friendly forms of cryptocurrency, just to kind of attest to what LJ was saying. But there's also, with Bitcoin being store of value that it is, governments are finding ways to, you know, kind of appease this eco issue. For instance, Spiritus is a brand of car that is coming out shortly, and their cars, once parked, will mine Bitcoin from their parking spot. So that is, you know, a one way that, you know, technology is trying to pass this or appease this proof of work infrastructure. And also with El Salvador being the first country to make Bitcoin its legal tender, their president has actually mandated that their Bitcoin mining facility, they're going to use geothermal energy from a volcano within their country to mine Bitcoin. So all the energy consumption that they're using is coming naturally from the volcano that they, you know, built the infrastructure at. So there's definitely ways around, you know, the eco issue, or the eco issue that's made, that's kind of like hit the headlines right now.
Right.
And so they're finding ways, you know, with technology that's growing, and, you know, finding ways to kind of workarounds to, you know, make sure that this is the most efficient, because Bitcoin in itself is a store of value. It's digital gold. So with it being one of the highest, you know, close to the highest, most expensive cryptocurrency, you know, and what governments are buying into right now, they're going to find a way to make sure this is efficient, you know, for everybody worldwide.
Absolutely. Let's pivot a little bit. So tell me a little bit just about why you came up with the idea for Maryland for crypto. And I mean, I think it's just, first of all, very cool that you guys included the word Maryland in it. I mean, keep it local. Tell us a little bit about why Maryland for crypto.
First off, it's four of us. So it's me and my sister. We were the original two. And my sister, she graduated from Maryland University. Maryland, you know, College Park, and then I graduated from Maryland Global Campus. So we were like, oh, Maryland, and so we wanted to keep the Maryland in there, you know, because we both started, and we know Maryland loves the flag. So, and there's four of us, so we added Sean and we added Meech, so Maryland four, because it's four of us, and then crypto, because we love crypto, of course. So Maryland for crypto, and we just thought it was a catchy name. Like I said, we wanted to find a way to involve our flag, because we're like the only state in the world that, or in the country that uses the flag like on an everyday basis. Like, we put it on everything, you know what I mean? So it was just cool to incorporate the flag and tie it to Maryland and schools and just our state, and, you know, just show Maryland love. So.
So right now, what are you hoping to do with the brand?
So the brand is, I mean, I'm not trying to take over the world with the brand. We're just trying to take over the DMV area. And the brand is just to wake people up. We just want to bring awareness to the crypto space, because right now is the greatest transfer of wealth. And so many people are going to miss out, and they're going to, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, they're going to look back and like, wow, so many people became millionaires off crypto. Where was I? You were in COVID playing video games all day instead of trying to research this new technology and looking at the signs that they're telling you what's going to happen. And if you look and see, it's in your face. And if you take advantage of it and understand that, once again, the world is going cashless, the world is going online. So if you're smart, you want to build a business online. You want to be get ahead of the curve by starting online businesses, getting ahead in crypto, investing in it, looking at the future, like in seven moves ahead, pretty much. So, I mean, it's just.
So it's essentially, you guys are sharing information as you are learning it with other with the community, essentially, and helping them understand what's going on as cryptocurrency continues to develop and as we continue to learn more about it. Very good. So good.
Yeah. So, oh, no, yeah. So
you I mentioned mean, I mean, earlier. Go ahead.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we just want to make a show and hopefully get on TV one day and have our own crypto show and Channel 4 News, and then let us come on after. So I don't know. You never know. Maryland
for crypto Jerry's show. Hilarious. So you mentioned earlier, real quick, LJ, that you have made some good money off this. Yeah. Would you mind sharing just how well you're doing for people who are like, skeptical?
Yeah, you don't have people looking for me now, low key. But I mean, I made over six figures, and easily over six figures. So let's say close to the two in that six figure mark. But let's just say that. But and that was during COVID. So you got to understand, if you're doing the right things. I mean, granted, now that's all crypto. So, but you can actually spend your crypto if you're using the right tools. So once again, we were teaching that in Maryland for crypto. We have crypto credit cards. So for instance, if you own, let's say you own 2-3 Bitcoin and you're like, oh, I got to find a way to send it back to my bank account and again, I got to tax it. No, you don't have to. There's actual crypto credit cards that you can spend right out of your crypto account. So if you have, you own 2 Bitcoins and 3 Bitcoins and you up 100,000, 200,000 right now, look, you can spend it right out of your account. You don't have to send it back to your bank account. And so we're just educating people on these on and off ramps of how to do things the correct way, the right way, and the smart way. And if you're doing these things the correct way, you're gonna make money. They can't lose. It's a waiting game. All right. Once again, if they're telling you they're gonna build a amusement park over here and all you see is trees, but they telling you we're going to build an amusement park. It's going to come in 3 years, but we're going to build this amusement park. You have a chance to invest in it right now. Most people are going to be like, man, they haven't even started cutting the grass yet. I'm not even doing that. But if you're smart, you're like, dang, they haven't even started cutting the grass yet. Look, let me go ahead and throw my $500-$600 into this and sit back. And then you see the grass get cut. And then you're like, oh, okay, they starting. Throwing a couple hundred. Then you see them knock down the trees. And you're like, oh, okay, they really getting serious. You see all they're shipping in all the tools to build the amusement park. You're like, oh, okay, let me add a couple more dollars. And then eventually it's going to be finished. And then once they open that door and let all the people in, it's too late. Then you're the people, that's when it's safe though. All right, people don't like to invest before it's safe. They want to wait till it's safe. Right. And it's safe when they open the doors and say, oh, come on, people come in. But it wasn't safe before they cut that grass. It wasn't safe when they were nailing these pieces together, when he's putting up that roller coaster. It wasn't safe when they were, you know what I mean, all the way at the top, putting up lights, climbing up like, ah, man. But guess what? It's finished. It's safe now. Oh, I'm not scared no more. And that's going to fall on me. I can walk in this amusement park, get on this ride, and it's going to work correctly. And that's when people want to invest. But guess what? The money was made when that grass was being cut. The money was made when you were cutting down them trees. The money was made when you saw them trucks coming in with all them tools and parts. So that's what we're trying to teach people, to invest before the time. And scared money don't make money. So
okay, now, LJ. So, Sean, I wanted to talk to you a little bit for our last about 5 minutes of this conversation, just about what you're doing. So you are actually trying to create your own token.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've actually done it. My partners and I, big ups to the founder of Fulbe, Wasim Mahmoud, and our crypto advisor, board advisors, Sasha Perea. We have an application called Fulbe. Now, this application has been in beta testing for about maybe 4 years. We have pretty much combined $2 billion industries of dating and e-commerce into the application. Fast forward to now. You know, with crypto being the new hot space, you know, everybody is you know, big into crypto. And of course, it's a store value and it's where the world is going to. We decided to incorporate for the first time ever, this has not been done yet, crypto into our application. So we have created the first swipe to earn dating social meetup application, where our users will go into the Fulbe app and they'll be swiping on each other. And they'll be earning our native Fulbe token as they do it. We just received an initial seed funding back in April for six figures, close to $250,000, somewhere in that range. But we've been gung ho at the project ever since, and we are looking to launch at the end of summer. And we are now in pre-ICO. So the tokens are available to purchase right now. We're live. We built it on Polygon's mainnet. Polygon is a cryptocurrency that's built for scalability and making dApps, which is decentralized applications with crypto. And this hasn't been done yet. This is first to market mover, and we did it in less than 3 months. It's been an amazing ride. And check out our website, definitely fulbi.io. That's where the coins can be purchased for the pre-ICO. And I'm looking forward to this because one thing that's big in the crypto space is first to market movers and utility. And our coin has utility and it's a first to market mover. So, I mean, who knows, man? Sky's the limit. So I'm definitely very, very proud to be a part of this project. And, I'm looking forward to its growth and to see where it can go.
Yeah, sounds good. That's definitely. And like I said, we're part, me and Meech are proud to be a little part of it too, as some crypto advisors on a project, given our knowledge of the crypto space. Because me and Meech do have a crypto certification. So we have blockchain certifications and we also have a Bitcoin certification through IBM. So that's big ups to helping the Fulbi team and helping them understand how to move forward in that and some of the crypto spaces they need to help in. So like I said, I'm proud of Sean, man. This is great for him and their whole team. And just to, have any type of, saying it, it just made me feel good, because who's ever been a part of a crypto coin before, a project, and just seeing what goes on behind the scenes and all the long hours that he has to do and stay up every night and he's talking to developers and everything. It's just crazy. And just watching this project come together from the outside looking in, but also being a little bit part of the project, man, it's like I'm looking on both sides. It's like, damn, I get to hear what's so going crazy on the inside, and then I get to see how it's being developed on the outside. So it's crazy.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. I learned so much. I really want you guys to plug yourselves so people can follow you. Go ahead and give us your social handles so people can reach out if they need.
I guess I'll go first, Sean. I'll let you in it. Once again, Maryland for Crypto. You can follow us on all the platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We have a Facebook group over 1,000 people. It's a free group. Go in, just hit join group. It's going to ask you, do you like crypto? Yes or no question. If you say no, we're going to delete you, though. but if you like crypto, say yes, and it will add you to the group. That's free. Like I said, we're on Twitter. Our YouTube page, we also have a podcast too. Everything, once again, Maryland for Crypto, and my personal page also is Dread City. So on Instagram, and LJ Curry on Facebook. So definitely,
thank you. Sean.
So definitely, LJ, plug the Maryland, because I'm a jack of all trades. So I'm Maryland for Crypto. I'm Fulbi. I do it all. So he plugged the Maryland for Crypto side. I'm gonna go ahead and plug the Fulbi side. You can follow us on Instagram, Fulbi, that's FOOBE underscore FBE. So that's Fulbi, FOOBE underscore FBE on Instagram. And you can definitely follow us on Twitter, and that's Fulbi underscore fan, FAN. And you can follow our business page on Facebook. We actually just launched the page about a week ago. And, we've been doing a hard international marketing push. And we're already at almost 7,000 members, and people are like really excited about this this swipe to earn concept and what we're doing with the application from an international level. We got a couple of articles. You could definitely Google Fulbi, and we'll pop up on Google News and in the Google search engine. And definitely go check out our website. Please go check out our website. It is Fulbi, FOOBE.io. That's where you can actually purchase the tokens and find out anything you need to know about the Fulbi project and how we're bringing human connection to crypto and making crypto mainstream. Yeah. And that's what it is, man. Thank you so much for having us on your show, Annalisa.
Yeah. And that brings us to the end of the analysis. Be sure to subscribe to keep up with all the latest episodes. And if you really like the show, leave a rating on Apple Podcasts and share with friends. See you next time. Take care.